Life prep. Get ready for your future. Are you feeling it? Having the promise of the gift of the Holy Ghost is amazing. But one of the things we all have to learn is how to feel and recognize the Spirit's influence, guidance, and inspiration in our lives. We start, of course, with being worthy to feel the Spirit. What comes next depends on you. Try it out. 1. Read the Book of Mormon every day, as President Thomas S. Monson challenged us to do. 2. Obey God's commandments. 3. Keep your lamp full of oil. See Matthew chapter 25. Use this activity to help you be aware of the level of oil in your lamp. Object lesson time. 1. Grab an empty jar and some unpopped popcorn seeds or something else you can scoop. 2. Each time you read scriptures, attend church, go to the temple, or live another gospel principle, add a scoop to the jar. It can fill up fast. Seeking spiritual guidance. What does that look like? Well, there are patterns we can follow. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles taught us that as we seek the guidance of the Holy Ghost, and as we honor our covenants and keep the commandments, as we strive ever more consistently to do good and to become better, we can walk with the confidence that God will guide our steps. April 2011 General Conference. The prophet Alma gave us another way to think about this when he compared faith to planting a seed and then helping it grow. See Alma 32. Doing the daily, consistent acts of faith, such as reading scriptures and sincerely praying, are how you water and nourish your spiritual tree. End of this month's Life Prep. Read by Eden Reinwand.